President Bush was the headliner last night at the Republican National Committee's annual Black Tie Gala. The event raised a record $30 million. Party committees soon may have to reconsider these lavish political rituals, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
President Bush went to the Washington Convention Center and told 2,500 donors what they wanted to hear. America's enemies abroad should not underestimate this country's response to September 11th. Everyone should practice compassionate conservatism.
See, the strength of America is not in our halls of government. The strength of America is in the hearts and souls of incredibly decent and generous and kind people.
But just like many Democrats, many big Republican donors do see strength in the halls of government, and they want to see fewer Democrats in those halls. Some of those donors came through last night in a big way. There were 17 who brought in $500,000 each, and 56 donors of $250,000 each. Louis Eisenberg, the GOP finance chair, said they had broken every record in the book.
This gala is the most successful political fundraising event ever, and you, working as a team, have raised over $30 million.
But 6 months from now, the campaign finance law that President Bush recently signed is scheduled to take effect. If it survives legal challenges, the new law will prohibit the kind of money that makes dinners like these what they are, the unregulated so-called soft money contributions from corporations, unions, and others who can afford to write five- or six-figure checks. Last night's program had a subtle reminder of why the bill passed Congress over Republican objections. While Washington wrestles with a trust crisis in the accounting industry, the program listed two accounting firms as soft money donors, Ernst & Young for $100,000 and Deloitte & Touche at the $50,000 level. So what would a gala like this look like without soft money? Nobody knows. Roger McCarthy is a Republican Eagle, a $15,000 a year donor from Palo Alto, California.
Well, a gala like this is 80% paid for with soft money. Okay, now if we can't use soft money, this gala won't exist. So, you know, if they tell us not to come, we'll all stay home. But, you know, I anticipate the courts will do the right thing.
In the last few years, Republicans have been speeding up their events. Last night, there was just one actual speech. The president did not even wait for guests to finish their balsamic glazed tenderloin before speaking. All the better to get them in and get them out, as one party operative put it. Democrats sometimes seem to be exploring the opposite extreme. When the Democratic National Committee brought Stevie Wonder to town 2 years ago, and when the DNC staged a similar event last month at New York's Apollo Theater, the idea was to rock the house with speeches and music. DNC Finance Chair Maureen White.
We're back to a way of raising money and relating to donors, which is somewhat different than anything we've really known, those of us who've been raising money for political parties for the last 15 or 20 years have done it quite differently, so we're not exactly sure how it's going to pan out.
No one knows, but everyone has their own hopes. Matt Keller lobbied for the new legislation on behalf of the reform advocacy group Common Cause. He foresees more people scrambling for more checks, but smaller ones.
There'll still be black tie events. There'll still be big events at the Armory and at the Convention Center in Washington, and they'll still be called galas. But the reality is that the money they raise will come from actual human beings instead of the coffers of corporate and union treasuries, which is a big step in the right direction.
And that's an idea even some of last night's top fundraisers quietly agreed with. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.